AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. There's been a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
A U.S.-Russian dual national imprisoned in Russia on treason charges has been freed in a prisoner exchange with Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said on social media that Ksenia Karolina is on a plane back home to the United States. Back in February 2024, the ballet dancer was arrested in the Ural Mountains city of Yekaterinburg and convicted later that year on charges stemming from a $52 donation to a charity aiding Ukraine. Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, accused her of proactively collecting money for a Ukrainian organization that was supplying equipment to Kyiv's forces. But Karolina was among a growing number of Americans arrested in Russia in recent years. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
AP correspondent Josh Boak reports that the markets are having an unusual reaction to President Trump's tariff policies.
Usually in times of economic distress, what you would see is more people buying U.S. Treasury bonds as a safe haven to kind of ride out the turbulence. But that's not what we're seeing right now. We're seeing that U.S. Treasury notes are being sold by investors, and that's pushing up interest rates, which have gone as high as 4.45% on a 10-year U.S. Treasury note. That means your mortgages are going to cost more. Your auto loans could cost more.
Ahead of this weekend's scheduled talks involving the U.S. and Iranian officials in the Middle East, President Donald Trump says that Israel would be involved in any military action if Iran refuses to give up its nuclear program.
But with Iran, if it requires military, we're going to have military. Israel will obviously be very much involved in that. He'll be the leader of that.
This is AP News. President Trump is targeting two more members of his first administration.
Looking to punish his critics, President Trump has signed a pair of memoranda directing the Justice Department to investigate two officials from his first administration and strip them of security clearances. Former Homeland Security official Miles Taylor was revealed to be the author of an anonymous New York Times op-ed in 2018, sharply critical of Trump, describing himself as part of a secret resistance to counter Trump's misguided impulses.
He wrote a book anonymous, said all sorts of lies, bad things, and I think it's like a traitor.
Chris Krebs is a former top cybersecurity official who angered Trump by declaring the 2020 election secure and the ballot counts accurate.
He's a disgrace, so we'll find out whether or not it was a safe election. And if it wasn't, he's got a big price to pay.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.